credit to them, they give it a really good go, and so did we. I think for long periods of the game we had possession of the ball, passed the ball well, and just lacked a little bit in the final third today, I thought. But it took a great goal to open us up, you know, he's hit it and it's gone in flying into the roof of the net, really, giving the keeper no chance. But I felt we give it a go for the last 25 minutes, and we had a couple of decent chances that the keepers pulled us from good saves.
Is that the main frustration, getting into some sort of quite good situations out wide as well, but not having that much end product?
Yeah, we didn't have as many chances as we normally have, probably. And I think that's credit to their work. They worked really hard, got in our faces, made it difficult for us to play. But even though they'd done that, I felt we were calm on the ball and played in situations with the extra man in midfield. And the rotations, we did cause them a few problems. So, but not too many in front of goal. We had a couple, like I say, but the goalkeeper pulled off some good saves.
How do you feel it sort of went back to reverting to Wes Thomas and having kind of midfield players as the support for him?
Yeah, we was a little bit isolated at times, sometimes. So the plan of it obviously was for Macca to go and support him, and when he got hold of the ball. But their centre half made it increasingly difficult for Wes to get hold of the ball. They were very physical with him today.
That's good. So were you always expecting that kind of game, given their form slightly belies the fact they're bottom of the table?
Yeah, well,
or they were.
Yeah, they certainly didn't show that tonight. I thought they, you know, John's got them playing with confidence and work great for each other. They work very hard for each other tonight, and if they play like that most weeks, then they'd be fine.
Is it slightly frustrating to lose the unbeaten run before the record? Is that not too much of a concern?
I'm not really, you know, concerned. Obviously, it would have been nice. I'd be standing lying if I didn't want to beat it, but it's done. You know, we can move on. We're more than capable of going on a run the same as what we have just come out of.
Does the game underline the need for the new striker? It certainly sounds like you've been looking for.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been looking, but it's you know, I just thought tonight with an extra man in midfield and what we've seen of teams playing against these have had possession of the ball a lot of the time and opened them up, and we certainly had possession of the ball tonight. You know, and once they went 1-0 up, they just sat behind the ball and made it difficult for us.
Where are things on the striker front at the moment?
No real news, to be honest. I mean, we've put in bids for players and they've been knocked back.
Is it something that you'd like to do, or you feel you need to do before the window shuts?
I'd like to do it. Obviously, it's you can never have too many options. You've got goal-scoring options, and it's great for a manager to be able to change people if they've had a dip in form or injuries, etc., suspensions. So another option would be good.
Would it be a need to do to try and hit the top six?
Well, I think if you look at the top six that are already there, possibly taking Stevenage out of that, they've got a lot of strikers and proven ones, you know, in strength and depth, really. And they, you know, they've got people that they can put in and out of the team. You look at the likes of Charlton, Huddersfield, Sheffield Wednesday, etc., Sheffield United, they've all got lots of options.
I have to do a couple of names. So Matt Tubbs and Will Hoskins are the ones that have been mentioned publicly. Are they definitely sort of dead as far as you're concerned?
At this moment in time, yeah. We've put bids in for both, but been knocked back.
And finally, I've seen sort of reports elsewhere saying you might be interested in Anthony Wordsworth of Colchester. Is there anything
on that
one?
He's somebody I like, yeah. He's more of somebody that can play the number 10 role in the hole off the striker. He's a young, bright prospect, which probably will go on. But at this moment in time, there's nothing in that he's going to come here.
So it's just sort of admiration rather than bids put in at this stage?
Yeah,